Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So today we're back at the beginning, all right? On Christmas Day, we heard from John's Gospel as John was talking about in the beginning was the Word, that capital W Word. And John was showing us how that Word was with God and how that Word was God, how nothing came into being without that Word. On Christmas Day, I talked about incarnation, about God becoming us. And today we continue to talk about incarnation, but today we start in Genesis, at the very beginning. We hear that capital W word as God proclaims, let there be light. And we see as from that formless void, light appears. It's awesome and inspiring. It can also be sometimes a little unsettling as we glimpse the power and the glory of God. As we watch God call forth light out of chaos and darkness, we catch a glimpse of our Savior and Lord. Now, we have heard St. John speak about Jesus as that Word who became flesh and lives among us, and we have beheld His glory. The Word who brought light, and knowing that that light no darkness ever will overcome. John talks about the Word who came to His own but was not recognized or known. This Word, Jesus, today in our gospel story, comes to the banks of the Jordan River and is baptized by John the Baptist. Jesus came to weird John at that river. And in that moment, Jesus changes everything. But before we get to that, I want to jump back to the creation first. Now, into that formless void with darkness covering the face of the deep, our God creates. The breath of God sweeps over the face of the waters. The presence of Father, Creator, is evident as that Word proclaims, let there be. First, there was light. And that light was the light of God's love for all creation. It is the light of Christ's presence in our lives that brings us comfort and peace. It is the light of life for all. But to continue today, I want us to read day two as well. Genesis continues and says, and God said, let there be a dome in the midst of the waters and let it separate the waters from the waters. So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening and there was morning the second day. So on that second day, the sky is stretched and separates the heavens from the rest of creation. In the way that the Hebrew people understood the creation, the sky existed to keep creation separate from God. The seas were eventually gathered, dry land appeared, all of those things happening within the confines of time and space that God created when light was created and when that sky was stretched. This is why Jesus' baptism is so important for our salvation. As Jesus was coming up out of the waters of the Jordan, He saw the heavens torn apart. That which separates God from humanity is no longer a factor. Jesus truly is Emmanuel. That is God with us. We've just concluded celebrating Christmas and the incarnation of God. And so now we're beginning to understand God's love and what God is trying to do. God knows that left to ourselves, we are hopeless. No matter how merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love God is, we sin, we rebel, we imprison ourselves. We destroy our relationship with God. We are guilty imprisoned by our passions and our weaknesses, and we cannot free ourselves. In the birth of Jesus, God took first steps to save us, to redeem us, and to make us family. At the baptism of Jesus, God tears the heavens apart. God is no longer separate from us. God does this in coming down as Jesus. God does this here at the baptism. You see, the birth in Bethlehem was just the beginning. Here in the baptism of our Lord is the start of the ministry where Jesus shows us what God is truly like in his living and teaching, in his helping and feeding, in his healing, in his suffering, in his dying and rising. Jesus shows us the selfless, extraordinary, extravagant and steadfast love of God for all people. The heavens are no longer a stopper. God is with us, and we can see God in and through Jesus our Lord. Now, the truth is that Jesus didn't need John's baptism. John the Baptist was preparing the way and calling for all of us to repentance. John was reminding the residents of Jerusalem and Judea and also all of us that we are guilty of sin, that we've destroyed our relationship with God. John was urging them and all of us to repentance. And then John was pointing to the one who will follow, the one who is to come, the Messiah, God's chosen, who will bring the Holy Spirit. Now Jesus, while he was one of us, was no sinner. Jesus did not need to confess. Jesus did not need to repent or turn around, because Jesus was already walking in God's direction. Jesus was doing God's will. But Jesus knew then and still knows now that we need that repentance. We need the salvation that comes to us as we are baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus knew that we needed an example. Jesus knew that we needed to become family. So Jesus went to the Jordan and was baptized by John to begin his ministry and to then start our salvation, to begin showing us a new way to live and to start showing us what God is truly like. Now, as Jesus came up out of those waters, we already know that he saw the heavens torn apart, so that which separates God from creation is no longer an obstacle. But at that same time, the Holy Spirit, the one John the Baptist was pointing to and promising, descended like a dove on Jesus, and a voice, that powerful and awe-inspiring voice from God, said, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And so we come to our font, and to our baptisms. Our baptisms are all inspired by and beckoned by Jesus here at his baptism. We come as infants or adults, ready or not, and in this water we are changed. Our sins are washed away. We die to our old sinful life. We are joined with Jesus in his death and in his resurrection. We are saved and redeemed. We are given a new life, a life to be lived, following Jesus as a child of God. Now, you may not have heard or still hear that thunderous voice from heaven, but here at the font, God says to each of us, "You are my child, my beloved, and with you I am well pleased." In that moment, at your baptism, you are claimed by God. In that moment, the Holy Spirit enters your life fully and completely. And in that moment, we now have something to hold on to, something we know, something we can count on. So at our baptism, and every day since, we begin our ministry following Jesus and trying to bring God's love wherever it is that we go. That's what we get to do because of God's love in Jesus and because of Jesus' willingness to be baptized for us all. So We go from here today knowing that nothing separates us from God. God wants to be with us, and no matter how good or how bad we behave, no matter anything, God is with us with nothing to hinder that relationship but us. So today we come to this table looking for the presence of our Savior in, with, and under this bread and wine, and we seek those great gifts of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. We look for those gifts that we need to carry God's goodness and love with us out into the world. Thanks be to God that we have all of this opportunity today, tomorrow, and always. And may we all go into this world with hope and peace, with love and courage, as we make God's vision for a world of care into our mission every day. Amen.